So yesterday was the exaltation of the cross, and today we celebrate our Mother of Sorrows. And there is one word in the office of reading for today memorial that really stuck out to me. That word was compassion. At first, I think to myself, well, we use the word compassion so much, but the office of reading broke it down and kind of contrast that with what you have heard in the collect today. Compassion comes from a Latin word, compassio, to suffer with. So to have compassion is to have the ability to suffer with someone. And the Blessed Mother suffered with Christ. Yesterday, with the Feast of Exaltation of the Cross, I talked to you about how much Christ was willing to suffer for us. But today, the Holy Church trying to remind us that Jesus not only suffered physically, spiritually, and suffered on the cross, but it's also his mother too. Imagine you who have children know that if your children get hurt, how much you suffer with them. And imagine your only son hung on the cross for hours and slowly dying. And just like what I told you yesterday with the crucifixion, the person slowly collapsed and died, choking to death. So to see her only son dying like that, Mary suffered with Christ. She truly understood what it means to have compassion. And at the foot of the cross, she was given us. Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother. And that's why in the Gospel of St. John, my brothers and sisters, the beloved disciple was never named. Why? Because St. John was very intentional of not naming the beloved disciple, so that we can put ourselves into that shoe, that we are that beloved disciple that followed Christ, stood at the foot of the cross, and be given out of compassion a loving mother. So for us as Christians today, St. Paul in the first reading, from the first letter to the Corinthians, said that by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me had not been effective. What does he mean when he say that? By the grace of God, I know who I am, a sinner in need of redemption, in need of grace, in need of salvation. And I have been sent forward to preach the good news, to preach the gospel, so that you will know the joy of what it means to be truly free in Christ Jesus too. In all of my imperfections, God's grace had not been ineffective. Had not been gone to waste. Do you believe that, my brothers and sisters? Do you believe that even in your own imperfection and in my own imperfection, in all of our failures, our limitation, if we humble ourselves, God's grace is not going to waste? Which leads us toward the gospel reading today, Do we have the humility, to give ourselves to the Lord? Or are we too busy trying to look at other people and judge their sins? My brothers and sisters, we're all sinners. Some are greater than others. There are better days than others. But we are all in need of grace. We all in need of conversion. We all in need of love. And out of that the compassion for the world, Jesus had given us his mother, who truly understand what it means to suffer with Christ. So come to the Blessed Mother, the one who had been given to us, the Mother of Sorrow, the Mother of Love, the Mother of Faithfulness, the example of discipleship. Ask her too to teach us what it means to have compassion, so that we're willing to put ourselves, humble ourselves, so that we can suffer with other people who are around us as well.